Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system which is usually in the bottom right hand corner to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
You have no idea what loss is. You have no idea what loss is.
I reckon it's got something to do with that girl.
It's got everything to do with that little girl.
I can take care of myself.
How many close calls have we had?
Can't be any worse out there. Can it?
Every guy in this room is staring at you right now. Maybe they're staring at you. Maybe they're jealous of you.
I'm just a girl. Not a threat.
Oh, Belly. I think they should be terrified of you.
Welcome to the world of The Last of Us. It's Entertainment Talk's podcast for the Naughty Dog video game series and the HBO and Max and Sky Atlantic television series. I'm your host Matthew, and this is going to be my initial review, off the cuff, first review for Season 2, Episode 1, the Season 2 premiere. Now I'm going to give you a little bit of a twist. I've not seen the episode yet. I wanted to take one last opportunity, not just to talk about my excitement, because you're probably all bored of hearing me talk about that over and over again. And there's a particular reason I want to do it this way, and you will realize why when I get to the end of this particular segment. I promise this section won't be too long. I don't have a ton to necessarily say, but just looking around online today, looking at, they put out another new promo thing for this, and just seeing, because this isn't just, I'm not just, obviously I'm excited for the show, but it's not just that, it's like other people's excitement who, because there's like a few different categories, right? There's people that have played the game, know the story, like me, and are excited to see what exactly we're going to get, because we can take a guess, but we don't know exactly what we're going to get. People who, like, haven't played the game but watched the cutscenes or whatever and are ready for the show. And then there's, I don't think there's any other categories of people that, well, there might be 2 more actually, because there's 1 more category of people that, like, they've been spoiled on the game over the years and they know the story but they haven't, like, seen it or played it. And then you got the other category, which is people who have absolutely no idea what's going on and just, ooh, Last of Us Season 2, that was a very good first season, let me tune in for the second season. And again, this isn't just about, like, ooh, me excited for the show. I genuinely have been really loving kind of
and it's very rare that you get this experience on the internet, especially Twitter, of people just posting photos of their favorite characters, talking about certain scenes. There was a new bit of promo that came out. People were talking about that. People still trying to guess stuff. And I really, really loved seeing that conversation today as well. And then seeing, like, this might be, at least in recent memory, because I talk a lot sometimes about, like, how much something gets promoted. Now, I know when the big HBO shows come around, House of the Dragon, Game of Thrones, etc., etc., all like the really, really big ones, they get a lot of promotion. But, like, when you've got, like, the Max account, the Warner Brothers account, The Last of Us account, all the different, like, the Sky account, and all these different ones are involved, and some of them are retweeting each other's stuff, some of they're all reposting the same trailers and the same bits and, like, quotes from the characters and interviews, there's been, like, a lot of stuff. And it's funny how we've gone from, like, hey, can we please see 5 seconds of season two, to, like, every time I open YouTube, particularly within the last couple of weeks, it's like interview after interview after interview after interview. So yeah, I don't want to hear anybody say, like, oh, I didn't know the show was back, because this has been the most, apart from maybe, no, I haven't got another example. At least in the last couple of years, I've not seen in recent memory, just to correct myself, a show be promoted this much. Not the discussion about it, like, oh, favourite characters, favourite scenes, things like that. But, like, and I'm not complaining at all, this is purely just an observation, and it's wonderful to see, you know, something I love and something I've spent so much time with. Not just something I've played so much. Yes, I've played this game 7.5 times. But not just for something I've played so much, but for something I've spent so much time with as well. Whether it's watching other people play it, watching other people react to other scenes. I've watched probably 4 or 5 different people play this second game. And then, like, my God, I don't know how many, let's just call them threads, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, YouTube comments, over these last 5 years, how many different comment threads I've read. And, like, of course you got the more unhinged, nasty opinions, but if you put those to aside for now, all the different debates about morality and the characters and the choices and their favorite action scenes, and their favourite bits of dialogue, and the, you know, the sad moments, the heartwarming moments, because you do get those, and the, you know, odd sort of funny moments, and then talking about different characters' character developments. And it all leads up to this. Just to give you a little time frame, it is 1 hour and 20 minutes until the episode's going to start. I'm not going to talk for an hour and 20 minutes. I'm going to go on for maybe another 5 or so. If you do want to skip this little chit chat part, and skip to the sort of trailer music bit I'm going to put in, I guess you can do that if you want to. But there's a lot, not just for myself and personally, and there's a lot riding on this for me. Like, if you're just talking about this individually, because even though for me it's like, I very, very, very much doubt, and we did have a question about this on the spoiler-free preview, of, like, what do we do if it's bad? I just cannot see that happening. But, and that's the funny thing I found with video game adaptions. Some of them that have been more bad have been labelled as, like, dumb fun. And then when it comes to The Last of Us, there's so much scrutiny of, like, camera angles and characters' faces, and, like, everything's got to be really, really, really perfect for other people. But everything they've shown us so far looks just absolutely incredible. You know, as the hours in the day, and it's not as if I've just been, you know, just scrolling. I mean, I've been playing Uncharted today as well, Uncharted 2. And obviously watching Man United as well. That was the other thing, is, like, because the Man United game kicked off at 4:30, finished about 6:30, and we got battered and completely outplayed, and, like, it didn't ultimately matter because of our league situation. That aside, it was funny at around like 6:30 or so, I was literally going in between these conversations online of like people really and this was, I guess, the way my Twitter curated itself and like Reddit threads and stuff. The way that, and I've not really seen this recently, I guess it was the way that things lined themselves up. You've got like one post I'm reading, somebody really excited about The Last of Us. The next post is someone talking about Man United and how bad we are. The next post is like a really cool trailer for The Last of Us. The one after that is maybe like the same thing. The one after that is like, hey, manager should get sacked, or all this kind of stuff. So that really kind of like, I don't know how to describe it. That really did something to my brain. Where it was sort of on the one, like, I got these two things I really care about, Man United and The Last of Us, and one of them looks like it's going to be really, really, really good, and one of them is doing really, really, really bad. Like, total opposite ends of the scale. So to be just jumping from one discussion to the other on Man United getting battered and Newcastle being great, and why aren't we good, and we got to do this and that, and then like, oh my god, look how awesome Last of Us Season 2 looks. Maybe like emotional whiplash. Well, not emotional whiplash, but like opinion whiplash is the way to sort of describe that. It was very interesting. Like, I had to at one point in my brain, because I'm like, don't be thinking about this performance, this Man United performance, close to The Last of Us. And like, I went and like read and watched a few different opinion bits and pieces like I usually do with Man United. And I was like, right, shut that out of my brain, just like stop looking at that stuff. Not because it's bad, because like I need to focus on this other thing. And then started just looking more at the Last of Us posts and that. So anyway, I think we've done enough pre-talk. I certainly have. I almost feel like I've done a really long 5-year preview podcast for this, because we knew the show was in development. Yeah, it was in March, wasn't it? And the game was in June, and you could obviously guess that they would make the second season based off the second game. So we've been waiting for this and talking about this for 5 years. Of course, we got through season one 3 years sort of in the middle of that, didn't we? In the third year, 2023. Yeah. All right, so it's time. Just over an hour 15, and I know that, like, so I'm gonna click the live quote unquote scheduled live airing, whatever, of, because it's gonna be Sky Atlantic for me over here, at about 5:02, and I know for those like 5 minutes, and gonna watch whatever the thing is that's on that's about to end. I think it's Succession they're showing or something. I don't know. And then, like, yeah, just those last 5 minutes. And this is all just for episode one. We got 2 next week, 3 the week after that, 4 the week after that, 5, then 6, then 7. I'm not going to do, just to give you, or put your mind at rest, this little pre-talk bit here, I'm only doing for episode one, because it's kind of our first step into things. But anyway, I think I've done enough talking, enough, we're about to hear we talk a bit more. I've done enough pre-talk. Time to finish this bit of the podcast. I don't need to do the outro or whatever here. So, in about 25 seconds from when the little audio thing starts, whatever it is, in about 25 seconds, I'm going to play a little trailer thing for Last of Us. It's the one that they put out today, but it's got some good music in it, so I thought I'd use that. And I will see you on the other side. Okay. So I've just seen the first episode. I feel like someone took something that I knew and like, I loved it. Don't get me wrong. I loved it. Now, when they said that they were going to change the structure of some things, I should have been more prepared for what order they showed things in. Definitely going to have to watch the episode again. I was going to plan on doing that anyway. There's some stuff straight out of this game. Sorry, straight out of the game that I recognise from early on in the game, which I loved to see. It being brought to life again was absolutely fantastic. There's a few little gameplay nods and things, which I thought was really, really excellent. I just feel like someone sort of... It's like, imagine I walk over to somebody and there's a TV screen. They say, right, are you ready for the first episode? Yes, I am. And then they spin me around, so I'm really dizzy, sit me in the chair and then press play. I was admittedly a bit thrown off. And I think I'll like this episode even more the second time around. And the thing is as well, there's a lot of stuff in this episode that is either not in the game, because it does cover, and this is going to be spoiler free, it doesn't mean I can't explain certain things in the episode. They did say that they're going to be covering some of the time between the first and second game, and they definitely did that here, and I think I was thrown off by... I guess I shouldn't have been thrown off by that, because they said that that was what they were going to do. But one example I'll kind of give is there's certain scenes from the game that they took and put in different places and actually switched certain things around. I'll be able to explain it better when we do the... This is very off the cuff. I've just watched the episode. Which I'll be able to talk about a bit more in our proper episode on, well, not proper episode, full episode on Wednesday. There was actually, I'll be completely honest, there was one point where it wasn't the case that I wasn't sure if something was a flashback or not, but I was, yeah, it's just the scene placement in this episode really threw me off. But I get why they're doing what they're doing. I just didn't expect... Again, they said that they were going to switch things around and, you know, play about with the structure somewhat, and I was prepared for that. But I didn't think it would quite look like this, which is making me feel very weird. And I'm almost wondering if I should... Not, like, rethink my predictions or anything. Because I still think it's going in a very particular, like, hey, this bit in this episode, this bit in this episode... There was also a big case as well, because I was so, like, let's say pumped up and ready to go. You know how in the pilot episode, for season one, which is what the pilot episode is, how in the game, within, like, the first 15 minutes, you get to Sarah's death scene, and... In the show, that doesn't happen until, like, later, because there's bits that fill in kind of the build-up to the outbreak happening. The same thing is happening here, where it's clearly building up to something to kind of kick off the story, and I wasn't sure how much time we were going to spend in this episode in the past, because there's certain scenes I had in my mind. I was like, okay, we're getting to that now. I was just a bit kind of confused as to, like, not where we were in the story, but, like, where you were placing certain stuff. All that being said, so that's just my comment. I guess, you know, I always talk about pacing and structure and whatnot. Yeah, but other than that, I loved seeing certain bits of this come to life. Even though there are some big scenes and there are some big bits in this episode that are from the start of the game, it wasn't as much as I was expecting. So I think what's happened here is, because there is so much new stuff in this, I don't have... I didn't have a prepared emotional attachment or emotional response to those in-between scenes. Because, okay, even in the game where you hear, like, oh, this character did this, this character did that, this character had this conversation with this character. Because there's so much of it in this episode, I had no kind of, like, oh, here we go, here's this big cool scene. Because so much of this episode is brand new stuff from in between the first and second game, mixed in with certain scenes from the start of the game. And when we did get those scenes that were straight out of the game, I'm not going to say which ones they are because spoiler free podcast here, that's when I was like, okay, here we go, here's the stuff that I know. If that makes sense. So I was expecting to have a more emotional reaction to this, but I can't really have an emotional reaction like a sort of, oh man, here we go, here's this big scene I've been looking forward to seeing in life. I couldn't do that as much in this episode because so much of it was new. And I'm not going to say which of those new scenes in case you haven't seen the episode yet. That being said, they did do a great job of, like, you know, for people that don't play the games or whatever, settling back into... Because that's the thing with streaming nowadays is we have... you know, shows go off the air for sometimes two to three years, and it's like, cool, let's just remind everybody what happened, pick up on maybe previous scenes, or do, like, you know, previously ons or whatever, and kind of, like, okay, where is everybody at, what's everybody doing? This episode does an excellent job of that. I will say this, though, and this might surprise some of you, because, I mean, some people even went so far as to say, like, hey, the whole of season two is going to be the in-between gap of the 5 years. I don't think I needed as much of those scenes as what we got in this episode. And that's maybe because I'm so ready for, okay, once we get to chronologically the start of the game and afterwards, so excited and so ready to see what those things look like on screen, that, like, when they're showing, like, oh, Joel's doing this, Dean is doing this, Ellie's doing this, and they're settled in Jackson, I totally get why they put that in this episode. I don't think I needed as much, and I'm not saying, like, oh, they spent too much time on it or whatever. I totally get what they were doing, and that was where I was thrown off a little bit. But I think, based on where we finished this episode, that the next episode is going to kick in a bit more into those things. Now, when we saw, like in the trailer, the infected and the explosions outside Jackson, that's right. And I'm not going to tell you if that is or isn't in this episode. I'm not going to tell you. But that's where I was like, okay, if we do some things like that in the first episode, and we do the sort of settling back in thing, which most shows do that, unless you have to resolve, like, a big cliffhanger, which we didn't really. Not like a big sort of dramatic cliffhanger. I know there was the conversation at the end between Ellie and Joel, and you kind of reflect on that and everything. So yeah, that's kind of my thoughts on some of that stuff. So I think we will be past this, the phase of this, like, opening bit, from the next episode, and I think then we'll kick into more of what we were thinking we were going to see. But I feel kind of stupid right now, because I feel like, okay, the scenes that you got shown, didn't you expect to see them in the show? And I did. I was just thrown off that I don't know. Again, I'm going to need to watch this episode again and kind of, like, figure out why my brain didn't almost respond in the way that it was supposed to. I don't know. Again, I loved what we got shown, and when we did get those video game bits, and look, I'm not looking for, you know, copy and paste of the game. I've said that many times before. We know that they're going to change certain stuff. But when we did get those bits in this episode, it was like, wow, it is Last of Us 2, but it looks real, and it's got real people in front of the camera. So, awesome stuff. Some very, 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 very good acting in this episode. I'm not going to say who shares what scenes or whatever, because it might spill certain stuff. So that was really good. Of course, I think this episode was written and directed by Craig Mazin. So that showed as well. That was very, very good. I'm very curious the cold open that we get. I was really trying to figure out, like, because it sort of threw me off from the opening 10 minutes, because even though I thought we might get a scene like that at some point, I didn't think it would be there. But I think they played very interestingly with that. So yeah, but yeah, my brain didn't quite respond to this in the way that I thought it was going to, and that is weird to me. I know it kind of maybe sounds like I weirdly didn't like the episode. I definitely did, and I loved a lot of the parts of it. It's just the emotional response I was expecting to have to, like, oh my god, here's the big game scene. Most of over half of the episode is not those scenes, and I have an emotional attachment to those scenes because it involves people, like, you know, characters I care about, but I don't have an emotional attachment to a scene that I haven't seen before, as opposed to one that's being adapted, if that makes sense. This would be a lot longer podcast if I was going to go into spoilers, but again, the idea is, after the episodes, I do this kind of spoiler-free, and all of these ones will be like, all of the immediate post-podcasts will be like this, where I just kind of give you my spoiler-free thoughts, in case you haven't seen the episode, you want to know what I think of it. Then Wednesday, we do the spoiler for the episode breakdown, and then I'll be doing a bonus episode. I already know what I want to talk about in the bonus episode. I could record that right now, actually, but I'm not going to. As to where we're going to go with certain stuff. So here we are, after 5 years of waiting, here's The Last of Us Season 2. Maybe it was the time of day I watched it as well, like, because I didn't watch any of the season one at this time of day. I also tell you something else that affected my enjoyment of this episode, the ad breaks, because I was watching this quote-unquote live, you know, the scheduled TV. That definitely didn't help. So yeah, part of me was kind of thinking, like, is this the best idea to do? But then, like, yeah, see, it was different for us last season, because I watched this, the pilot episode, the same way I watched this one, and I did the same thing last year, and then we got the episodes as screeners, and it was different. So this is going to be different in terms of that as well. It's just as well, because with Last of Us, I don't like taking a break in between scenes. So, yeah, maybe that's something I'll get used to. And I know you can kind of put it down to, like, hey, here's 12 minutes or so of scenes, take a breather. I don't really want to take a breather, with this show. So yeah, that's my initial reaction to, initial thoughts on, episode one. Yeah, again, definitely need to watch it again. I'll be watching it again probably tomorrow. Watch it again tomorrow, make notes afterwards, and then watch it one more time maybe after that. And then we'll do, yeah, the normal podcast Wednesday. I'll bring David in, see what he made of it. I will explain the same structure, weird throw-off thing as well in that, just so that David is aware of, like, my feelings towards that. Why didn't I, why, like, my brain just didn't do what it should have done with this. Yeah, I think what I was also stupidly trying to do, I was trying to remember as this episode was going on, I was trying to remember the beginning, the specific beginning structure of the game. Maybe shouldn't have done that either. But yeah, but yeah, I still did love it. I promise. But, yeah, I think it's just, this was like the starter episode, the sort of, and you can clearly, even for people that don't play the games and you watch this, you can clearly tell this is the calm before the storm. And important thing to remember as well, and I've said this on the podcast before, in terms of the actual start of The Last of Us Part 2, it is a bit like this. It is kind of them settling at the Jackson and, like, the roots and things like that. So, that again, that stuff was all in there. That stuff was, you know, those kind of beginning bits. They just did it a bit differently. And that kind of threw me off. Because I've always kind of said, not in a sort of slow-paced way, but the beginning of The Last of Us Part 2 is kind of slow. But it's a sort of, it's a calm before, it's not slow-paced, it's a calm before the storm kind of build-up. So there we go. Anyway, give us, I guess, your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on the episode. Of course, write in with your feedback and stuff. I won't be doing feedback on this podcast, no matter what. Sorry, on this section of the episodes. So yeah, MatthewAtEntertainmentTalk.org, social media, eTalk Your Care Entertainment Talk, and his information in show notes. For those of you that played the games, are you kind of with me with the sort of, maybe you weren't thrown off by the structure, maybe your brain worked while you were watching this episode. But yeah, anyway, give me your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on the episode. Did you like seeing the stuff that we did get that was from the game, and the little gameplay references? I really like them. And yeah, there was a couple from me of, like, the Leonardo DiCaprio meme, the pointing at the screen of, like, oh, there's that bit. Still did do that a bunch of times, but I'm expecting to do that more after this episode, because I feel like we're about to get into things. Anyway, let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on the episode. If you want to support Entertainment Talk on the podcast, of course, entertainmenttalk.org and podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk for TV, games, films, main night podcasts. Just finished with Yellow Jackets, hopefully not permanently, not been renewed yet. That's for season 3, episode 10, the newest one. Gaming Talk, we did that last week. United Cast, we did that recently, not for today's game, but for Thursday's game, and I'll be back Thursday for the other one. Last of Us podcast on Wednesday, look out for that, get your feedback in. I'm surprised by my own feeling, so if you write in and tell me that you're surprised by my response, I'm surprised by my own response, so, yeah. Yeah, but let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments, and of course, if you do write in anything spoilery for future stuff, I'll move those to the bonus episode and cover that stuff over there, so you can write in all the spoilers you want to me, because I know what you're talking about. So, yeah, can do that as well. Patreon, $5 and $10 tiers, ad-free podcast, review options, look for that as well. If you like to, TV and film news, speaking of David, he runs that, Geek Town Radio and geektown.co.uk, Geek Town Radio on Tuesdays, look out for that. And we're on YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you for, the next podcast, or for, the full review on Wednesday, where we can hash things out a bit more. I would have seen the episode at least once more by then. I definitely want to go through this again do all that kind of stuff. Thursday or Friday, more likely Friday this week, look at doing the bonus episode. That, if you didn't know, is going to be just me, and it's going to be, take a look at what we got here in episode 1. Now that we know some of the pacing and things like that, where could we go for episode 2? I'm going to try and not go like, hey, here we have episode 1, here's what's going to happen in episode 5. I'm going to focus a bit more maybe on episodes 2 and 3 or something, as opposed to trying to predict like the whole thing. Anyway, that's it for me. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.